I think what's really interesting about Bitcoin's recent rally is that it's not just crypto news driving it. There's this macro liquidity narrative going on, sometimes called the not QE trade.
Right, and that's a meaningful shift. Investors are interpreting U.S. Treasury bond buybacks as a sign that liquidity conditions may improve, even though the Federal Reserve isn't formally conducting traditional quantitative easing.
Exactly. When the Treasury removes bonds from circulation, it can reduce the amount of debt investors need to absorb. That can help lower yields, improve liquidity, and lift risk appetite across markets.
That matters because Bitcoin is increasingly being treated as a liquidity-sensitive macro asset, not just a speculative digital currency.
And that changes how people think about it. If markets expect easier financial conditions, investors may rotate into assets that benefit from expanding liquidity, stronger risk appetite, and a weaker dollar.
So Bitcoin is now being priced on more than crypto sentiment. Inflation expectations, interest rate outlooks, and the broader path of global liquidity all matter.
The key shift is that markets are no longer asking only what the Fed is doing. They're also asking what the Treasury is doing.
And to be clear, Treasury buybacks are not the same as central bank balance sheet expansion. But they can still act as a form of indirect fiscal and monetary accommodation.
For crypto traders, that subtle policy signal can be a powerful catalyst, especially when Bitcoin is already trading on expectations of institutional adoption and macro-friendly conditions.
Corporate adoption is reinforcing that broader institutional story too.
Metaplanet's U.S. expansion is significant. It shows companies building Bitcoin-linked treasury strategies are moving beyond their home markets and positioning themselves closer to major pools of institutional capital, research, service providers, and regulatory frameworks.
That supports the idea that Bitcoin is becoming part of a wider corporate treasury and investment narrative, not merely a retail speculation story.
The more credible that adoption becomes, the more Bitcoin may trade in line with macro liquidity themes rather than pure crypto sentiment.
At the same time, other parts of the crypto market show continued confidence in proof-of-work networks.
Cypherpunk's $33 million commitment to Zcash mining is a notable signal. It suggests some investors see value in proof-of-work assets beyond Bitcoin.
A large mining bet reflects confidence in network security, expected hash price profitability, energy costs, hardware efficiency, and the long-term durability of the protocol.
Because mining is capital-intensive, that kind of commitment is a real-world expression of belief in blockchain economics, not just a speculative thesis.
So investors should watch several factors next. Further Treasury policy signals, especially around bond buybacks and debt management. Interest rate expectations, since Bitcoin remains sensitive to the discount rate environment. Institutional adoption moves, such as Metaplanet's U.S. expansion and proof-of-work economics, including mining profitability and hash price sustainability.
The bigger takeaway is that Bitcoin's current move is not simply a crypto story.
It is a story about liquidity, policy interpretation, and the growing overlap between traditional finance and digital assets.
The not QE narrative shows how markets can reprice assets based on subtle fiscal and monetary signals.
Meanwhile, corporate and mining commitments suggest the ecosystem is maturing.
If this momentum continues, Bitcoin may increasingly trade less like a niche crypto asset and more like a macro liquidity play with structural support.